the girly quiz. Ooh. Makeup, nails, and tear. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
And welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week for the last 2 years, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin, we test Dave on all things girly.
Yes, questions range from hair, makeup, body, clothes, the whole lot. And we told you a couple of weeks ago that for Christmas, we are launching the Girly Quiz board game. Woo! We've been giving you updates throughout the past week and a half. And it's officially gone to print. We'll have details in the next couple of weeks about how you can pick that up yourself. Yeah. Dave obviously has two lifelines on the Girly Quiz. One being the Simplify, a 50-50 option. And the other is our phone, a female.
Now it's Lauren who's standing by to give you a hand this morning. Morning, Lauren.
Morning, Lauren.
Hi,
thank
how
you
are
very
you?
Much. Well, look, you don't have to do anything, which is amazing for you. You don't even have to answer the question correctly, and you still get that Bia Bell prize pack for you and a friend.
Mm. Oh, brilliant.
Yes,
but stay on the line because then you won't get it.
And Lauren, I'm sure Dave will need you.
Oh, yes, sure, the girly quiz
is with Bia Bell Beauty, who are luxury cosmetics and tan brands that make contemporary glamour and beauty available to everyone. So, Lauren, this morning, as we said, just for coming on, she's after winning herself a Bia Bell Beauty hamper for herself and for a friend.
Nice.
Lovely
one.
Stuff.
Happy days.
All right, and just to say as well, if there's little ears in the cars this morning, just keep your hand on the dial because this is the Girly Quiz and it has the potential to go anywhere when it comes to our Dave.
You never know what I'm going to say.
However, if it does today, I'll be mightily surprised.
Then he's just got a proper dirty mind.
Because the questions are pretty tame this morning.
Okay.
Dave, this is a little bit of a different one for the Girly Quiz to kick off, but with the week that's in it, tell us this. It's election day tomorrow. In what year were women permitted to vote in Ireland for the first time?
Wow. A historic and important question, Emma.
Yes, and if you don't know it, you're a misogynist.
And you don't care about women's rights.
God, when were you lot able to vote?
I'd say Lauren's like, please don't come to me.
I won't come to Lauren because I think it's specifically to try and catch me out.
It's not, it's very topical, Dave.
It's educational.
Are you from Northern Ireland?
It's educational.
I absolutely do not know the answer to this. I would say it's probably...
Yeah, give it a guess there.
I would say it's probably in the 40s.
Wow.
But it
post-war
could be
vibes.
Yeah, I could be very wrong. Post-war, yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Well, I guess that's during/pre.
Yeah, I was like...
Okay, someone noticed the history student in the room.
Okay, I'm gonna 50-50 it.
All right, 50-50 mode.
Thank God for the 50-50.
I learned that in history in college. It is election day tomorrow, Dave. In what year were women permitted to vote in Ireland for the first time? This is when they were given the right to vote. What year?
Yeah.
A... 1925 or B 1918.
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
They are 7 years apart.
Yeah, could have been 1 year apart.
Give
no 1940s
again.
There 1925, 1918.
And I'm, you did say before you didn't want stupid simplifies. You said you wanted to be quote challenged.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah, but you could have said 1850 and I still wouldn't have had a clue. I'm gonna say 19. I've forgotten them again. 1920.
1925 or 1918?
I'm going to say 1918. I don't think you'd come up with 1918 on yourself.
On yourself?
Okay. Do you not think I'm intelligent enough to think of the number 1918?
I think it's 1918.
By the skin of your teeth, you've got it right! Well done.
Nice
1918,
one.
Women over 30 were permitted to vote, and by 1922...
And it was all downhill from there, folks. What?
It's so funny that, like, they weren't even just given equal rights. It was like, well, we'll start to maybe trust you after 30.
They trust Emma, but not us.
Yeah. Well, from that point of view, it makes sense. We joke. Okay, one out of one by the skin of your teeth, Dave.
By the skin of my teeth, just stop.
Oh, sorry. It's my turn. Question two, David. Betty and Biddy, Choopy, and Fields are Irish companies known for selling what?
What?
Betty and Biddy and Choopy and Fields. Come on.
Betty and Biddy and Choopy and Fields went
I'm
to the doctor.
I'm pretty sure. I thought they were like seven dwarves or something.
Betty and Biddy.
Betty one, and Biddy.
Choopy's another. And Fields is another.
Choopy. And Fields is jewellery. But you have a jewellery company called Biddy.
Betty and Biddy.
Fields is definitely jewellery. Actually, that's a lie. It's not definitely jewellery. It's something. I've seen it.
It's definitely around.
It's definitely around. I think they have a green bag. I think it's fancy. I'm gonna go with jewellery.
Wow. No lifeline. No phone of female.
No. I'm gonna say
Betty and Biddy do the jewellery.
And yeah.
You're raw dogging it.
I'm raw dogging it because I think you're trying to put me off. Fields is definitely jewellery. The rest, I would say, are jewellery. So my final answer is jewellery.
You were just trying to put yourself off, Dave. You're absolutely correct.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
Well done.
Damn it. So Betty and Biddy.
Yeah.
Is that one company?
It's a Galway-based company, yeah, online brand.
Betty and Biddy.
Betty and Biddy, yeah.
Okay, and the other ones?
Choopy separate.
Choopy, yeah.
Choopy, how are you spelling Choopy?
Choopi.
Choopi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based in town.
Right, okay.
We're only talking
about... And then Fields
about.
Is everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, good so far. We still have poor Lauren hanging on there.
Thanks, Lauren. I'll probably need you here because this has gone way too well.
Dave, question three in the girly quiz this week. Please name three causes of split ends.
No. Three causes of split ends.
As soon as you heard name three.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm out. I hate these kind of questions. Three causes, I don't know, pregnancy, periods, and it's always them. It's always either pregnancy, periods, or menopause. I don't know.
Or medication.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to have to call in Lauren.
Lauren, you're up, gal.
Morning, Lauren. I need your help on this. Split ends. So I know what caused them is like a bad cut.
Wait, you say, what's the question?
Name are three causes of split ends, Lauren.
Weather conditions.
Weather, okay, I would never have said that. Go on, next.
Then, like, I don't know, like heat, like blow drying your hair.
Okay, weather,
straighten.
Blow dry or straighten. Okay, and then one more.
Products. Certain products that you use.
Maybe cheap products, Lauren.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what? That's three, and they are three fantastic answers that I would not have come up with. I'm going to say, Emma and Aisling, weather, a blow dry / a straightener, and cheap hair products. They are my final answers, and the girls are Googling.
Ah! The problem is with cheap hair products.
Okay.
You are correct with the extreme weather conditions, which could be like extreme heat or cold can actually cause split ends.
Yep.
And
you're
heated
correct,
hair
of course,
tools, of course.
Hair,
see,
yeah.
This is always the problem with the name three. Always the problem.
Producer Callum.
And this is what you need, a man telling you the answer to the girly
quiz. Please, mansplain it.
I've just searched the causes of split ends, and according to Dyson, as in the people who do the Air app, they say extreme heat, severe weather conditions, and chemical and hair care products.
Yeah.
So I would allow it.
I know.
No, but that doesn't necessarily mean
said.
It's cheap.
He said cheap hair products. This
are
is
you saying hair products?
This is specific products that contain certain chemicals. Doesn't necessarily mean they're cheap.
It doesn't mean they're cheap.
I know we're being very pedantic here.
Very pedantic.
Very pedantic.
Listen, let's just throw it out. I think there's perfectly healthy cheap products for your hair.
Right or wrong, 0877 111 103. We'll give it 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
And while we do, let's just chat to Lauren. Lauren, how's your day going?
I think the products, though, the cheap products, that's a good answer.
I'd say you do, Lauren, because you said it.
Yeah, you're the one that said it.
Well, Lauren, it doesn't matter because you've won yourself a gorgeous B&L beauty hamper for you
what
and
have we got?
A friend.
What have we got?
It's kind of coming in thick and fast here now, I have to say.
The votes are in. I'm just doing a really quick mental
calculation. Is it on the fence?
It's kind of on the fence, but it is veering towards... Correct. I'd say about 60 to 40%.
Emma, would you agree with that?
I wouldn't, no, because there's perfectly good cheap hair products that don't cost split ends.
But also, say you do give me the win, right? What difference does that make to your life?
A lot, actually. I don't sleep after a win.
come on.
We don't have a choice.
Yay! Always a wonderful way to win.
Skin of your teeth.
And that's us being super sound to you, Dave.
Lauren, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You've just won that prize with Bea Bell for you and a friend. Congratulations. Congratulations to the both of us, Lauren.
Oh, thanks, Lauren. Bye, cheers.
Bye.
Not happy about it, but here we are.
Look, we're just being super sound. Producer Callum is doing an official tally. Maybe we'll come back with the results of that in a few minutes.
Perfect.
Time.
All right.
They're fuming. It's
a girly quiz. With Bea Bell, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
God almighty, a contentious round of the girly quiz.
We spent that whole song debating.
Arguing.
Yeah, rowing actually in
here. So Dave came upon question three, which was name three causes of split ends.
Which I think is a completely valid girly quiz question.
Oh, of course, it's a great
100%,
question.
100%, yeah.
Lauren gave him a hand. She was Dave's phone, a female, and she said heated hair products, extreme weather, which were both correct, and cheap products.
Yeah.
Which,
now, to be fair, she said hair products, and I said like cheap hair products.
Can I just say, you can get the cheapest shampoo and conditioner in certain shops and it does not damage your hair one bit.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the cheapness of the cost. It's to do with the chemicals that are in the products that damage your hair.
However,
right?
We pulled it out to the people and we said, you get in touch and let us know if you want to give it to Dave or not.
Yes, the official result has been in because I couldn't leave you on a guesstimation.
No.
Of course.
And 70% of people wanted or thought Dave was correct.
Okay, interesting.
There was a 70-30.
Well, then you're all wrong.
Look, I'll accept that. That's absolutely fine. However, yeah. I do think Emmett and I should have probably just stuck to our guns.
Yeah, yeah.
As we make the
and
game.
Then you would have been dragged to high heaven.
That's fine.
No, we can take it. If you want to go to any kind of supermarket and get the cheapest shampoo in the shop, it shouldn't and cause you a single split end, lads.
Every Christmas board game has to come with arguments, and so the girly quiz board game will cause fights in your house too.
Lads,
and
the
that's
vibes
the beauty
are
of
off this morning. Mm-hmm.
Thank God you got that box.
Very tense here. Would you like a chocolate, anyone?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.